oh my gosh, I do not want to leave this city yet. For the first time in my 20s at 23, I have no idea what the future holds. Whatever opportunities you have in your hand at that moment, take it. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me today in this new episode. Today, we are going to be discussing how it feels like to be in your 20s, all the ups and downs I've experienced over the past few months, especially as I have just now finished all my university courses and I'm kind of entering this new era of my life. I'm self-employed. I've been studying abroad for the last 6 months. So there are so many updates and I think it's such an exciting time in my life. But at the same time, I've also just felt so overwhelmed lately by all the changes, which I wasn't expecting because I'm typically pretty good with change and I actually like when things are changing. But welcome back to the podcast. If you're, you know, a returning listener, thank you for being here. I took a very long hiatus from recording new Loud Talk episodes. And that's honestly because I was kind of lost with my purpose with this podcast. I kind of felt like, you know, am I doing something beneficial with this? You know, am I pouring my energy into the right resource here with this podcast? Is this something I want to do? And honestly, I don't have it all figured out yet. I'm going to be completely honest. But what I do know is that there are people that this podcast brings value to. And even if it is just a few people, I am okay with that. And at the end of the day, it brings value to me because this podcast is honestly like my personal video diary where I can sit down and share my thoughts. I feel like I've always felt pressure. You know, everyone is really on their journaling kick. Like every it girl has a journal and sits down and journals every morning or every night. And it's part of like their daily routine. And I feel like every successful person out there has a journal that they keep their thoughts in and write in. And that's one of the best ways. And that's always like a top tip from people when they're like how to de-stress or how to, you know, work through your thoughts and plan things out, and people are always journaling. But for me, I've always kind of had a hard time sitting down and journaling, and I would almost feel pressure to do that because that's what everyone else is doing. When I had to remember, like, I shouldn't force myself to do something just because everyone else is. I am just not someone who loves to always like write down my thoughts like with myself. I always take notes like in certain conversations or meetings and everything like that, or write down like certain things I hear or really, you know, like quotes and affirmations and stuff. But when it comes to like working through my thoughts, the way I feel more comfortable to do that is sit down and record a video and talk. I process through my feelings best when I'm talking about it. And sometimes I've even like recorded videos that don't actually go up for me to process like some of my personal thoughts. But I wanted to keep this podcast around because it is a great way for me to just have like a video diary and kind of reflect on my life and also just what it's like being a 20-year-old, all the ups and downs. And, you know, this podcast is really about breaking down those walls of beauty standards and building confidence for you guys, but also it's helped me so much and I've been able to connect with so many amazing people. So I don't know where this podcast is gonna go. It's not going anywhere though, like it's not disappearing, but I just don't know exactly what direction I want to take it in the future. So I'm gonna be experimenting here in these next few months. So bear with me. If you have any ideas for me or anything like that, I would really love to hear from you because your opinion is very valuable to me. So yeah, big life update is I am back in Canada from my semester abroad. If you don't know, I was studying in Vienna, Austria for the last 5 months. Actually, I left in August and I did like a 1 month Europe trip. And then from there, I moved to Vienna and was living there up until the end of January. I did so much traveling while I was there. I don't even know how many countries I visited. I went to, like, before moving to Vienna, I had done 10 countries in 30 days, which that was really fun. Vlogged the whole thing for my main YouTube channel if you wanna see that. I've never done a trip that long and that many places in one with only like a small amount of luggage. So that was really, really fun to see all these locations and just explore so many cities in Europe because I do really love traveling so, so much. And I love like go travel. and being, you know, after like doing that for 30 days, I'm like, yeah, I'm cut out for this of like just being on the go and literally moving from one country to the next every day. And then while I was in Vienna, I got to travel a lot too. I went to Bratislava in Slovakia. Literally the first week I was there, I did that with some of the girls I met, and I talked about that in the first episode I did on the podcast of like kind of my exchange update and everything I wish I knew about that first week, because that was a very, very overwhelming week of feeling like very alone and just the pressures of like being alone in a foreign country all by yourself. So I did that episode. But yeah, I went to Bratislava in Slovakia. Then I went to Budapest, Hungary. I also went to Ljubljana in Slovenia. I went to Zagreb, Croatia. I went to Salzburg in Austria, which was stunning. It's like this cute little mountain town. Then I went to Prague. One of my friends came and actually visited me, and we went to Prague. And then I actually went to Budapest again with her just for a day trip, just for one day. And then from there, I went to Romania with my brother for the holidays, which I was very, very grateful for. And I'll get into that a little bit later, but very grateful for that trip. It was the first Christmas me and my brother had spent back home in Romania in over 20 years. And it was so incredibly special to spend it with my grandparents and my dad and my uncle. Yeah, it was weird being like away from Canada for Christmas, because that's really all I've known for my whole life. And it was weird not being here, but at the same time, it was so nice to have that family time with them. And it was just so amazing to spend it with my brother and have these memories with my grandparents and all of that. After that, I went to the UK. I visited Cambridge and then also London. It was my first time really exploring London, which was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I felt like I fit right in. Carrying my luggage around though in the tube was not as fun, especially because I did have like my checked bag and my carry-on and my backpack. But we made it through, and then now I am back in Canada for actually only a month. At the start of my exchange, I was very set that like I'm gonna be living in Vienna for 4 months, then I'd be coming back in February, which I did. But the difference is now that I actually extended my lease in Vienna and I'm actually heading back for more time there. I have my lease until the end of the summer, but I'm gonna be coming back and forth between Canada and Vienna just like for work stuff. I have my graduation in June, so definitely I don't wanna miss that. So lots of like, you know, changes going on, and honestly, the biggest thing that I want to reflect on in today's episode is just how much things can change in a year. I think so much of our lives we spend planning out, you know, like you go to school when you're younger, then in high school, you're starting to plan out what you want to do in university. In university, you're in this set course, and you know that after grad, you're going to get a job in a certain field, and then you're working your way up that corporate ladder. You're going to, you know, have a plan of like, I want to get married by this age, have kids by this age, own a house by this age. We're always in like this planning zone. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned in my 20s is how fast things can change and go opposite of your plan, maybe. And that, you know, although it's good to plan things out in life, it's also really good to just let some things go with the flow and let those opportunities come in, because you don't really know where life could take you if you just kind of let it be sometimes and let in what could happen. When I look at my life just last year, I was, you know, knee deep in university schoolwork. I was taking so many courses last year to be able to finish my degree early. I am now done all my courses now a year later, but I took a dual engineering and business degree, which is really course heavy. It's supposed to take you 5 years, but I did in 4.5 so that I'd be able to do this exchange abroad in Vienna. And last year, I was like working from one assignment to the next, just trying to stay afloat. And because I do want to do well in school, I've always been someone who's kind of been motivated by academic validation. And I, you know, wanted to maintain my grades and everything while doing all of these courses. And then also, these past, I would say, 3 years, I've been doing content creation basically full time, so that's taken up a big chunk of my life. And then last year I was operating 9 to 5 my skincare brand, so there was just a lot going on, honestly. On top of that, I was traveling a lot for work, which I was so grateful for, but it was a lot of juggling between classwork and work trips and content. I was studying on planes, taking tests and like school presentations from like hotel rooms or Ubers. Like, it was crazy, but I made it through. And the reason I pushed myself so hard to do that is because I wanted to finish those courses early. But back then, my plan was, you know, I want to graduate, get this this schooling done so that I can really dive deep into content creation, my brand, all of my work. And then from there, I honestly thought about maybe moving to New York for like 6 months, because I've always wanted to leave my hometown. I've always just had that like inner feeling of just like, I don't belong here. Where, even though my family's here, all my friends are here, I grew up in Calgary my whole entire life. I just don't feel like this is the city for me. And if you've ever felt this way by where you live, you probably fully understand me, because ever since I was like 12, 13, I just couldn't wait to explore something else. And it's not that I like hate the city, it's just I always wanted to see what else was out there, especially, in my 20s and stuff. So my first thought was like, I'll probably move to New York for like 6 months or something like that, because it would really be good career-wise. It's a very like content, beauty hub, and I could be in like the hustle and bustle of it all, where maybe I would feel like I fit in a bit more. Fast forward a few months, I found out that I wanted to do this exchange, and that was a whole process in itself. I did a full episode on how I got the exchange and how that all happened and led to me moving to Vienna, because so many of my signs in my life just kind of like pieced together for me to do that. And I really wasn't expecting all of these things to really show me in my life, like, you are meant to move there. Like, I literally felt like Vienna was waiting for me, and that was where I needed to be, and everything fell into place. And I always am a huge believer in everything happens for a reason. So I kind of just had to like put everything on the table, really try to make it work, and kind of let life and the universe build up the rest. And that's exactly what happened. So that obviously changed a lot of my plans. I ended up taking a lot of summer and a lot of spring and summer courses to be able to do the exchange abroad, because I did my last semester of business of my business degree in Vienna, and I had finished my engineering degree last spring. So yeah, then the plan was, okay, I'm moving to Vienna, I'll be there for 4 months, and then come back to Calgary and probably move to New York or something like that after. And after about a month in Vienna, I got an offer from my building to extend my lease to the end of August. And my like initial gut reaction was, oh my gosh, I do not want to leave the city yet. Even though I had only been there a month, I was already thinking like, I only have 3 months left, and time really flies when you're on exchange. I definitely want to do more episodes talking about living abroad in itself, but time really flies because you're doing so much, you're meeting so many people, you're trying out so many new things, and the time just flows so quickly. And you just accommodate so much quicker because you need to. You're alone in the city, you just need to. But I know after that full month, when I got that offer to extend, obviously I know that like my building's just looking for people to like have a longer lease, but in my head it was like a sign that like I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. That wasn't even thought in my mind to really stay longer until that, seed was placed. And I was like, actually, I don't want to leave just yet. I would like to spend more time here outside of an exchange program. I would like to just experience living here just 'cause, and see, how I could just do my day-to-day work from this city as a content creator and build off of that. And I really toyed with it back and forth because I'm like, this would be a big decision, as it would really shift where my life is going. But I ultimately decided to prolong my lease, and I was just so excited. Excited because when, December and January rolled around and all my exchange friends were leaving, and I was saying goodbye to them and talking to them about, asking them if they're ready to leave or how they feel about leaving, so many of them were like, I'm sad to leave, but I'm ready and I'm ready to go home. Whereas I didn't have that feeling. I was very much like, wow, this journey is just getting started. I've been here 4 months. I feel so much more comfortable in this city, and I cannot wait to see what else this city can bring me. And I am so grateful because in my heart, like, it was like that gut decision. I had to just take it. There's a saying in Romanian that my parents always tell me. We say, which means what you have in your hand isn't a lie. It doesn't translate the best, but I'll explain. It basically means whatever you have in front of you, whatever opportunities you have in your hand at that moment, take it. Because you don't know what is gonna come later on. So for me, that was a moment of, you know what? I'm done courses. I work fully remote as a content creator. Why not live in Vienna, a city that makes me so inspired and has brought me so much happiness over my exchange? That why not? When else in my 20s am I gonna say, yeah, I moved across the world to Vienna from Canada, and I lived there for a year just 'cause. And these are stories that I'm gonna be able to tell my my kids, my grandchildren, my friends, that like I wanted to take that opportunity and just like seize the day with that. And I'm so happy I did. And I'm excited. I'm also nervous because going back now, I won't have any of the people I met on exchange. It will be a completely new experience, but at least I know the city now. I know where I'm living, and the rest will kind of fall into place. I just know that. And it's a new challenge. It's a new challenge that will put me out of my comfort zone again to meet new people, try new things, get into more routine, especially because I won't be in school anymore. So yeah, it's just crazy. Like last February, I didn't know I would be going on exchange, let alone like living in Vienna. I didn't know I'd be like finishing my classes early. I didn't know that I would be kind of like in this new direction in my life. And it just shows you how easily life can change. And I feel like, in a way, my life completely turned upside down from last February to now. But I'm also, trusting that I'm on the right path, because I do feel like everything happens for a reason. And although it comes with like uncomfortability and that feeling of like, oh, I'm in a new space and I don't feel like, you just feel like running to what's comfortable. I have to trust that this is just part of the path and I'm going to learn so much from it. And I think that just really sums up what being in your 20s is like. I turned 23 this past year, turning 24 in 2025. And with each year of my 20s, it is a whole roller coaster. And although each year goes so fast, I feel like my life has changed so significantly with every single year that passes that I have no idea what this year is gonna bring. And there's also excitement in that. It's nerve-wracking, but it's also exciting to be like, I have no idea what's gonna come, and let's just see what happens. Let's see what I can put into life and what it can offer me back. So yeah, I did put up a poll on my Instagram, or like a little questionnaire, and I wanted to walk through some of the questions because I feel like a lot of us feel very similar things when going through our 20s. So first thing I want to talk about is this question here. It says, what do you see yourself doing for the rest of your 20s? Any goals? The rest of your 20s does feel like an extremely daunting question. I can tell you what I'm doing right now. Right now, I just finished my last course, and it was so crazy because I've been waiting to finish school for, most of my life, it's like, okay, I'm ready to graduate, like working through these courses, you're working through them to finish, right? But within the last 2 years, especially, I was like counting down the days in a way because I couldn't wait to be done school because it felt like an anchor holding me down. And I was so excited to just like fully dive into the career that I was already working on with social media and my brand and, even diving more into this podcast and all these other projects that I would love to spend more time with, but I just couldn't because I was a full-time student and I had to, kind of split my time up between content and school in a proportionate amount, or it wouldn't work out. So, I had been waiting for the moment to be done school for so long. And then I remember finishing my last exam and, almost it not even hitting me. One, because I was literally doing it at a school abroad, so it felt like, am I actually done, or were these courses I just had to take to live in Vienna? Like, it didn't feel very real. The exam was also like, it went well in the end, but during it, I wasn't feeling the best. Like, I was pretty sick at the time, and it was a very rushed exam, which that just like stressed me out a little bit. But after I finished, I remember the next day, I was like, wow, I'm like actually done. And it felt more like I was like on a term break rather than like my whole university career just ended on a random Thursday at noon. Like, that was weird. But the next day, I remember waking up and I had slept in that day and I had felt like, okay, wow, now I really don't have a routine. I'm not in class anymore to like keep me on like a certain schedule. I am fully self-directed in my work. It's up to me how much I want to push myself to work each day. It's up to me to decide what creative direction I want to take, where I want to go with my platforms, what projects I want to work on. Like, that's fully up to me. And I just felt so incredibly overwhelmed because I have been waiting these past 2 years to finish school to focus on all my dreams. And now all of a sudden, all those dreams just became like an overwhelming wave of I need to accomplish all of these things today and tomorrow or whatever. And some of these things, like, I have dreams planned out that I don't even know what they really look like. They're just like a blur of I would like to do something like this one day, but I have no plan for it. And it was really overwhelming because I felt like I had to dive head into all of those things that next day. And no one talks about that transition from being a full-time student in university to being done all of a sudden and not going into the corporate world, especially. And even if you do go into the corporate world, it's such a big transition between studying, like, and being in school to all of a sudden not. And I had been a student for 16 years of my life where academics played such an important role to me, where I relied so much on academic validation. I really put so much effort into my education, to now not only being done classes and not having that as part of my day-to-day anymore, but also kind of going into a career path that doesn't necessarily require my degrees in like a traditional sense. You know, I already kind of had this career set out, which I'm very grateful for, that I've worked so hard during these years in school to build this up for myself. But I'm also not going down that traditional corporate world job. At least that's not what I'm planning to do now, and it's not what I'm planning to do later. But I think there was pressure around that too, because I'd get so many people asking me these past few months, like, are you going to get a real job? Are you going to apply for jobs now? And when I'd say, like, I already have a job, there would be that confusion of like, okay, but are you going to get like a real job or like a corporate job? And I know that content creation and social media is still so new to people. And a lot of people can't wrap their heads around that this is my full-time job. But, you know, I've built this up and I've worked so hard while I've been in school to be able to get here. And I'm so grateful for that. And I've always known in my heart and soul that like a 9-to-5 wasn't for me. I've done it before. I worked 16 months in like a very typical like engineering position, and it was good. I enjoyed it, but I just know that in my heart, like, what inspires me every day is working for myself and running my own business. And I have so many millions of ideas in my head that I want to pursue, that I need that time and flexibility with a job that I'm controlling to be able to work on all those passion projects and turn those into like part of my job as well. And the overwhelming part was that none of it's defined, you know. And I had a conversation with one of my mentors, which really helped me, because they mentioned, you know, you don't have a course outline anymore telling you what to do. You're not going to have a boss telling you, you know, this is the deadlines and the goalposts we need to hit. This is what you're going to have to do in this role to get to that next promotion. Like, there's none of that when you're self-employed. It's really up to you to determine what you want to do. And especially in this content world, because it's so new, there's no blueprint. There's no one telling you do X, Y, and Z to get to here. There's no one telling me, like, you know, you need to do these projects first and then these projects. Like, it's really me figuring it out on my own. And there's beauty in that. And I remember posting on my Instagram story that I felt that overwhelming sense of pressure. And someone replied to it and said, opportunities are stressful, but they're also a blessing. Or they said, you know, while opportunities, it's a blessing to be stressed about opportunities. And that really like woke me up, because I realized like how absolutely right they were. And although I can still feel pressured and feel stressed, and that's a normal feeling that I'm going to go through, I also need to look on the bright side always, as I'm always trying to do, and stick in that positive mindset of, you know, it is a blessing that I get to have these stressors and these thoughts of pressure in regards to these opportunities. So I don't know, like, back to the question, I don't know exactly where all my 20s will lead. I'm 23 right now, and my goal for at least these next few months is live in Vienna, try to get some sort of a routine going, because I function best when I'm in a routine. I really don't function well when my days are kind of all over the place. So I want to, you know, maybe join like some more workout classes, because I did that on my exchange like 4 months, and I really enjoyed that. I love doing like Pilates and bar and getting like a good schedule going. And then I would love to carve out time every day for filming, because I do like filming every day, just because I post so regularly. And then kind of just set up my schedule a little more, because I think I kind of go so much with the flow now, because I had to while I was in school, because school was so structured, my content had to be go with the flow and fit it in when I could. Whereas now I would like to schedule out my time more of like, okay, this is the day I'm recording for YouTube, this is the day I'm recording for the podcast, this is the time I'm doing emails, like have it a bit more structured, but still allow myself to have that movement, because at the end of the day, I'm able to with this job and have that flexibility. If I do want to do a certain activity that day or want to take a trip, I can build that into my schedule. But I think having some sort of like flex routine would be really nice and good for me. I want to really revamp this podcast and see where I really want to take this Loud Talk space outside of this podcast, even, because I have been toying so much with the idea that I love doing beauty content and I've been doing beauty content for 10 years of my life, but I want to do more. I want to talk about travel and just everyday things and everyday struggles, and just more lifestyle, more, positive thinking outside of just beauty. And I think this podcast would be a great way for me to kind of broaden my content and not be so niche down. And I think if anyone's listening and you are a content creator, we kind of get trapped in these niches sometimes, and it's really hard to like escape them. And not that I'm wanting to leave beauty, I just want to like do more because I feel like I have so many thoughts and ideas and things I want to share outside of beauty. And I would really love to like transition from that, maybe in a different space, like maybe on my Loud Talk pages more. So I'm still toying with that idea, but let me know like if you guys have any ideas around that or how you'd like to kind of see my content split up. But I do want to try out more things, even if it's like not gonna be as well received as my beauty content from the get-go. I think like the great part is experimenting and doing it for me because it's fulfilling for me in the first place. I have a lot of plans too with my brand that I want to bring out, within these next few months. So still working through a lot of ideas there, but mainly I want to focus on routine. Getting a good workout, getting like some workout class in, just to have more structure in my day rather than just like me going to the gym, exploring Vienna, taking time for myself, and really just trying to de-stress and not put as much pressure on myself for not functioning in the same way I was when I was in school, because obviously I needed to be super high functioning, sit down, head down at my desk, working all day long. Whereas now I have more of that flexibility. And what my mentor said to me too is, hey, you're in a creative job, your day-to-day is going to look different than how it did before, and I have to remind myself of that. So yeah, for the rest of my 20s, I hopefully see myself traveling lots, maybe living in more cities than just Vienna. I would love to explore more of the world and see what I really like out there. I would love to, really develop my content, not just in the beauty space, but outside of that as well. I would love to grow this podcast. There's so many brands that I would love to do cool projects with that go deeper than just the surface of beauty. So we'll see. Honestly, I don't even know what's in store, so I guess we'll all have to wait and find out. People keep asking me, like friends and family, what I'm gonna do after my lease is up in Vienna, and at this point, I have no answer. And for the first time in my life, I do not know where I'm going with it. From high school, I knew I was gonna go to post-secondary. I figured out very quickly I wanted to go into engineering. Then I decided to add on the business degree. Then I was working all throughout, university to accomplish that. I knew that after 3 years, I would go on internship. I didn't know where, but I knew that was in the plan. I knew that I was going to continue posting my content and building that up as much as I could. And I always had a plan in my life. I always, knew what that next step was going to be. And for the first time in my 20s, at 23, I have no idea what the future holds. And I'm just taking it one day at a time and focusing on just being happy and doing what makes my soul shine and doing what really pulls me in that direction. And randomly, Vienna is what pulled me in. Like, Vienna is what drew me in, and I'm gonna follow that feeling. And I'm gonna kind of go from there after Vienna. I don't know. We'll have to follow whatever next feeling comes, but it's new for me because I've always been such a structured person, and I'm curious how I'm going to let myself be more free flowing, but this is me trying to do that. And this kind of goes into the next question. What are you doing when you feel lost in life? Girl, I'm in the midst of that right now. Honestly, I think the biggest thing we can realize is that no one knows what they're doing. I remember, being in junior high, we would look at the high schoolers and think, wow, they're so grown up. And then you get to high school and you think, oh, I'm still like the kid I was in junior high. How did the people look so grown up? Then you get to university and you think, okay, everyone's in their set programs. We all kind of know what we want to do. And then you find out that, there's actually so many more jobs out there and opportunities, and you're like, wait, wh where do I go after I get this degree? Then you graduate, and there's like a whole just abyss of opportunity. You can go into anything you want to, but you have to kind of, are you going to follow like a certain career path? Are you going to, apply for jobs right away? Are you going to try to be an entrepreneur. There's so many ways you can go, and that's like the pressure of that. But obviously, some people have a lot more planned out life, and that's what they want to do. But I think for a lot of us, we can feel lost when we want to do so much and we don't know in what direction, and we feel like life is pulling us in a million directions. And then there's also the pressures of like comparing yourself to your peers, especially in your 20s. Like, I have friends now who are getting married, having kids, just starting school, just starting new jobs. Like, we're all at such different places in our life. I just moved like across the world. I'm traveling. Like, we're all doing so much and so many different things that it's so easy to compare yourself and think, am I doing the right thing? You know, am I at a different pace? Like, even for myself, all my friends are working 9-to-5 jobs. And one of my goals for this year was to meet more people who are in the creator space or entrepreneurs and build connections there. Because in this job, I can feel lonely sometimes, even though, you know, I'm on social media. At the end of the day, it's me and a camera talking to myself, editing myself all day, and that can get pretty lonesome. Or just thinking like, am I doing the right thing by taking this risk and working for myself? Should I have gone into like a corporate 9-to-5 job? And you won't really know the answers, honestly. You just have to follow what your heart kind of pulls you to and really go towards what makes you happy. And also, there's gonna sometimes be like short-term like downsides to like long-term successes, you know? Like, was I really enjoying being in school these past few years while I was like building up and becoming a full-time content creator? No, because I was having this career pull me in this direction while school felt like it was pulling me in the other direction. But I knew I had to do it because it was one of my goals to get these degrees, and I knew that I set my mind to that, and that was something I was going to finish. So it's so normal to feel lost in life. And honestly, I talked to one of my friends where me and her are very different places in our lives right now. We've known each other since we were 15, and we're just like in different places right now. And we had a conversation, and even though we're literally living like opposite lives, I could not believe how much we could relate to each other in terms of like feeling lost or feeling, you know, alone in your 20s at these stages. So honestly, I encourage you to like to talk to those around you, because you'll realize so quickly how everyone also is feeling lost. And as you become more of an adult, like, everyone is doing life for the first time ever. You know, you may be in your early 20s. That's your first time doing your early 20s. You're not supposed to know how to do it. But then you look at your parents, it's your parents' first time being parents, and they're learning too. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves as adults or even older adults to like have it all figured out. And that's just not the way life is going to be. And there's that social pressure to do so and to kind of fake it till you make it. And sometimes you do have to do that. And you may some days feel like you have it all figured out, and then your life can literally flip upside down in the matter of days, months, a year, whatever it is. And you just have to pick it up and go from there. So honestly, for me, when I feel lost in life, the biggest thing that helps me is picking up the phone and talking to people around me that have maybe gone through similar experiences, talking to someone who's a bit older than me that I feel like has their shit together. And then you talk to them and they're like, hey, I'm just doing the best I can too. And it really eases things and takes the pressure off things for me. And that's what I've been doing these past few months in these transition periods. That goes into the next question. What's the hardest part of being an adult? Honestly, I feel like trying to have it all figured out and trying to plan for the future while also living in the moment. And I think for me, that's always been a really important balance, because I don't want to, you know, wait till I'm 60 to travel or wait till I reach this accomplishment to do whatever necessarily, because you're not guaranteed any of those days. And I think so many of us live for the future and we tell ourselves, like, oh, I'll take that vacation or I'll take that trip when I reach this goal. And obviously, it's about a balance. You know, you can't always be traveling and blowing your money. Like, you have to, you can say, like, I'm going to work for X amount of months and then take this trip, but leave in time for yourself in the meantime too. Because if you say, I'm going to do all my traveling when I'm 60 and I'm retired, no one guarantees you those days. No one does. We would all be very grateful to get there. And unfortunately, you know, with life, you don't know. You never know. And I think having bits of pieces of things that make you happy along the way is what's so important. And that's what I'm really trying to do now. Take the time to spend with family, travel back and forth between Romania and Canada to do that. Because if I've learned anything, especially these last few weeks, these last few months, is life is short and you don't know. You don't know when things can change. And like I said, with the saying my parents always used to say, what's in your hand isn't a lie. Take the opportunities you have now and really dive head deep into them, because you don't know. You don't know what the future future can hold. And it's finding that balance between taking what's an opportunity now and also creating that longevity plan. That's, I think, the hardest part about being an adult. And also the comparison of looking around you and seeing all the other adults doing such different things. But you just have to remember that you're living your life for you. And I think as you become older, you realize that, and you kind of, as the frontal lobe develops, you kind of take out less energy on what other people think and what other people are telling you to do with your life, because you have to remember at the end of the day, it is your one and only life, and you have to live it the way you want to. Okay, switching gears a little bit. Someone asked me, how is my chem eng going? I want to major in it, but I'm scared. Okay, girl. It is a little bit scary. It's a hard degree. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's a hard degree, and it's gonna kick your ass some days. It's gonna come with some mental breakdowns, some tears, some stressful weeks. But I think it's a really cool degree, and I think it can set you up for a lot of success because you can do so much with it. You can work in so many industries with it. You can even just doing it as your undergrad, you can get a job right away out of university, which is really cool. And not all STEM degrees you can do that with. Like, you don't necessarily need a master's unless you want to go into engineering, into research, or advance in your academic career that way. But honestly, I think it's a engineering degree that can take you in a lot of places. I originally wanted to go into like cosmetic engineering with it, but you can do a lot with it, and I think that's the cool part. It also, with any engineering degree, I think it teaches you so much problem solving that I would honestly really recommend it. Yeah, but honestly, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I did do a full episode on kind of like why I chose to go into chemical engineering, and I love it as a degree, even though I'm not like technically like firsthand using it now in my career. It's taught me so many things, and taught me so many problem solving skills. And yeah, it's a really great degree to fall back on. And I would, if you go into it, I'm assuming you're someone who, really puts a lot of pressure on themselves in terms of school and academics. And just remember that your worth is so much more than that, because you're gonna hit like second year when it gets like really hard. And you're gonna have to remember, like, hey, I need to just get through this and do my best. And that's what's important. So that's my advice there. Bouncing off of that, someone asked, how do you manage school pressure? I struggle a lot with anxiety about this. School pressure is a lot. And especially when you rely on the academic validation and you feel like your grades form so much of your identity, it can be really hard to detach from that and not get that anxiety from the pressure that comes with school. I did a full episode with one of my besties who also is an engineer, but she did mechanical engineering. And we talked about academic validation and kind of how to heal from that, because I do think, in a way, it's like a sort of trauma you create onto yourself, and it's built off of so many years that you think your identity relies on it. So I'd really advise that you listen to that episode. I think the biggest thing for me is I had to realize I'm so much more than one grade, and I had to really look at like the grand scheme of things, and what I'm getting out of these courses. And sometimes you do have to put yourself in the perspective of like, is the whole class also failing, or is it just me? And take that pressure off by, sometimes like work experience can be a really great way to do that, because you realize like it's not just all about the grades, even though there's pressure there. Allowing yourself to de-stress, having like boundaries in terms of making sure you're getting enough sleep, having time with friends, eating right, that's going to help you so much with the stress of school, even if it takes time away from school. So yeah, it's hard. I've been there. In second year of university was like when I hit rock bottom, where I was like crying every night, and I'm like, I cannot keep doing this, because I was just so used to getting such high grades, and I felt like that was where my worth lied. So I broke it all down in that episode that I did with my friend. I'd really recommend that episode, because I think we kind of highlighted all of those ways on managing school pressure. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Europe, because someone asked thoughts on food in Europe causing breakouts compared to food in the US, better or worse. Okay, I don't know necessarily US, but I'm gonna lump it as like North America, since I live in Canada. I feel like we have a lot of the same food. Honestly, I did notice a difference in my skin in Europe versus Canada. It's f so funny. The first week I came home, like literally last week, I broke out immediately. And there was a lot of things. It's so dry here, change in weather. I got my period. Like there was all these things, just the pressure of like getting home, all these new changes, all of that I think always adds to it. But I did feel like I was, eating really good in Europe. There's so many great food options, and I do feel like there's just less like processed food. There's less like shit in your food too, in terms of like different preservatives and stuff. So I do feel like there is like better regulations in Europe, in terms of the food. And a lot of you guys noticed too that my skin was doing really good while I was in Europe, and I definitely noticed that as well. I think I was just like trying to really focus on living life and de-stressing a bit and kind of finding that routine. But I'm really curious now when I go back if I'll notice that same difference. But yeah, I think, I was drinking milk again in Europe and not having any issues with like dairy and stuff. So I don't know. I'm sure there is some differences, but I'm definitely like no expert in that category of things. But oh, guys, I've been talking and talking and yapping for a whole lot here. I think I'm gonna bring this episode to a close. I feel like I had so much thoughts that I wanted to get out, and I really got through a lot of them. I would like this podcast to be that safe space and kind of like a personal diary to have these catch-ups with you guys. But that's a lot of my life updates. That's kind of where my head is at now. And if any of you feel any of the pressures of being in your 20s or feeling a bit lost, girl, I'm right there with you, and we are going to go through this together. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you want to check out any of my vlogs from my Europe travels, you can go see them all on my main channel at Lavinia Rosonda. We do post new podcast episodes on the Loud Talk with Lavi channel every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST, video version on YouTube, and then audio version on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Love you guys. Bye.